Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
BetMGMNetwork.com on the Odyssey app. Search and subscribe the BetMGM Network on YouTube. Joe O, Sammy P, and this keeps on climbing. Sam, we're close to 3. Now it's up to 2.5 over at BetMGM. The Houston Texans favored over the Baltimore Ravens. Low total, 40 in the hook. We were just talking about that Texans-Titans game from last week. Texans end up taking care of business late. And then on the Ravens side, they lose to Kansas City. They're sitting 1-3 on the season. And Lamar Jackson has not practiced all week. The betting market has been telling you he's not playing, that it's going to be Cooper Rush with Houston favored by 2.5 points.
And D'Amico Ryans is saying, we're preparing for Lamar. D'Amico Ryans, of course, the head coach of the Houston Texans. That clip that we played, I believe, was on Tuesday. Things have gotten even murkier for Baltimore. And obviously, it's not just Lamar Jackson. These guys have not practiced either for Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Kyle Hamilton, starting safety. Marlon Humphrey, cornerback. Roquan Smith, linebacker. Ronnie Stanley did come back to practice yesterday. He was limited. Van Noy came back. A couple other guys came back. Linderbaum, the center, came back. Their injury list is longer than my grocery list. It's scattered with important players. And that's really the truth of what's going on with Baltimore right now. They were hurt to begin with. Now they're even more hurt. So, you know, Lamar is obviously the huge reason why this thing has crossed through zero. But he's not the only one, Joe. I don't know how you bet this game without knowing more about the injury. We're going to have another big update today on the Ravens side of things. If we see a lot of these guys go from unspecified to doubtful, I don't want to say that you're going to see 3, but it's not impossible to see Houston favored by 3.
Wouzier, too. It's almost the entire secondary has not been out there this week. You mentioned the man in the middle, Roquan, and they've been getting run on all season long. So... All right, are you betting the Texans?
I don't really want to. I'm stupid. I want to bet the Ravens because I'm like, oh, well, Baltimore will figure it out because I'm stupid.
With Cooper Rush? Yeah, I don't want to bet the Ravens. They can't stop anybody. They can't. And the Texans, I know it was against the Titans, but they found a semblance of a run game, and it looks like they're shifting to Woody Marks. Like, it's going to be the guy. I was looking up his props, 50.5 rushing yards against this Ravens defense. If he's going to get the majority of the work, like, come on. Yeah, he'll go over 50.5. He's plus 165 for an anytime touchdown. Now, could be wrong. It could be more Chubb. But based on the way things were transitioning last week, it certainly feels like it's going to be Woody Marks. He was the number one pickup in every fantasy football league on the waiver wire this week for a reason. The other thing with the Texans is it's hard to trust this offense. So now we're going to lay 2.5, maybe even 3 on the road. That's difficult, and you're at the Ravens, a desperate team, great coaching staff. That's the part that scares me a little bit. But this Ravens defense is giving up 33 points per game, Sam. Maybe the Texans could be all right going against Baltimore. You've got to recalibrate what you think about the Ravens in your head versus who's going to be available and what they're doing this year so far.
And it's very difficult to handicap this total because you're trying to figure out how injured Baltimore is going to be and who's going to be available on that defensive side of the ball. You also have a Houston offense that just can't protect the quarterback. But if Baltimore isn't healthy, Houston should be in a better spot. The total is down to 40.5 at BetMGM, which is a very low total considering that we saw Baltimore and Buffalo play to a game in the 80s. But we understand Lamar probably doesn't play, and that defense is just battered by injuries right now. It's just crazy to think that this Baltimore team was riding games up into the low 50s, mid-50s a month ago, and now we're at 41. That's a big correction by the market, and I think it's very accurate that, you know, this could be a 20-14, 20-17 type game just because Houston, if Houston sets the pace, this is going to be a rock fight. You're going to see a whole lot of punts before points. Say punts before points 8 times fast. I lean under in the game at 41.
My guy David was like, I'm going to be listening to the show tomorrow, but I need a teaser for this weekend in the NFL. And my first thought was, well, I know Sam will like the Bills. We both like the Bills in the game, so of course we're going to like them to cover a teaser. How about Baltimore plus 8.5 with a total of 40.5?
Cooper Rush hasn't been bad in some of these games where he's had to come in. In fact, there was a game in Dallas where Cooper Rush won the game outright. Dak had an ankle. Everybody bet against Dallas, and then Cooper Rush won the game outright. Pinnacle, as we're speaking about this game live, just went big to the Ravens side. So they're down to Houston minus one in the last 60 seconds. Just for context, BetMGM and domestic books are 2.5. Houston favored. Houston now minus one at Pinnacle. That's a pretty strong move, and I have a feeling other people are going to start to move in that direction. Ironically enough, I was just saying, oh, Houston could get to 3. Nope, Pinnacle down to 1.
Yeah. Okay, so Pinnacle's at 1, and then the public books are at 2.5. So
take a public book, and, well, the problem with the public book teasing is that you're teasing at minus 140 now. So
yeah,
maybe
a
don't
massive number. Yeah, yeah. But, and also, like, where the sides are at, where they're betting. The public is now betting Houston because they're realizing, oh, Lamar's not going to play. Okay. All right. I'm not going to bet this game. I'll probably do some props. It's like Woody Marsh or something like that. Because you can run all day on this Ravens defense. I don't think that's going to change. We'll find out officially with the injury report. But all these guys not practicing all week, at least the majority of them are not going to be out there for the game. So keep that in mind. Before you make a bet in this game, I would take a look at that final injury report that comes out today. All right, the Colts taking on the Raiders. Colts laying a full touchdown. Colts probably should have beat the Rams last week. Adonai Mitchell gave away a touchdown. Injury report for the Colts. I was concerned about their cornerbacks, but they've been practicing in some capacity this week. Talk about Kenny Moore and Jalen Jones. So they're relatively healthy. And on the Raiders side, Brock Bowers not practicing. Like, we've been waiting for a month for this guy to get healthy. It's just not happening. I was expecting him to have a blow-up game against the Bears. Did not occur. The Raiders ran all over the Bears defense, all over them. So Genty with the big blow-up game. Look, it's the Colts. Are we at a point with the sample size where we trust them to have an explosive offense? Passing game, it should continue to be very good against this Raiders defense. Run game might come through some struggles because the Raiders rush defense has been pretty stout this year. But there's a reason the Colts are laying 7. Which side are you on?
I like Indy, but it's 6.5 only. And there are several 6.5s in the market. So please get the best of them. Another noteworthy injury game for Las Vegas because their left tackle, Colton Miller, is on injured reserve. That's a huge deal for a line that was already struggling. And now you take their best player and take him off the field. There are 6.5s, again, readily available on the Colts. I know it's not a big sample size, but the Colts are 3-1 ATS, and they probably could have covered all four, wink, wink. You know, I mean, they were right there against the Rams, and that's really how I think you and I rate these teams. You know, good teams win, great teams cover. Your best cover teams in the NFL right now, if you're wondering, Seattle is 3-1, Philly is 3-1, Indy is 3-1, Jacksonville is 3-1, Detroit is 3-1. Obviously, four games is not a huge sample, but 75% is 75%. So the Colts have been winning, Colts have been covering, and now they face a Raiders team that really couldn't move the ball until it faced the Bears. So I think the Colts defensively have a lot to like, and playing in that building inside, Daniel Jones looks comfortable. The running game's been very good. It would be a play for me at 6.5 for sure, not at 7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I lean to the Raiders at 7 only. It's going to come down to Geno again. Like most Raiders games, it's going to come down to Geno. Did you get the bad Geno or the good Geno? Which guy showed up? Okay, oh, the bad one, we lost. We lost and we didn't cover. And the good one shows up. They could win outright over nearly anybody. So I lean Raiders plus 7. Can't say I'm super confident in it, but that's the way it would go. I'm banking on the good Geno showing up. But you're right. That offensive line is a big-time concern for Vegas. Let's keep things rolling here. We've got Tampa Bay and Seattle. This is what should be a pretty good game. We got the Bucs as a big road dog. I say big because they're underdogs by more than a field goal. It's 3.5. I was surprised when I saw the number, but a lot goes into this. You've got Seattle extra rest and a Tampa Bay team that is viewed as being a very lucky team. The injury report, not very kind for Tampa Bay. So I think that's how we got to that number initially. Mike Evans has not been practicing all week. Doesn't look like he's going to go. Same thing for Bucky Irving. Monster game last week. Not sure that he's going to be a go this week against a very tough Seattle defense. Now, DeMarcus Lawrence, Witherspoon, Love, all not practicing for that Seattle defense. So today's injury report is going to be pretty big. It feels like this is a lot of points. Going more than a field goal. I thought we'd be sitting 3, but 3.5 seems a bit much to me, Sam.
Yeah, I know that the math guys are going to hate this, and any sharp guy listening right now is going to say, oh my God, you can't tease up from 3.5. I mean, you can if you really wanted to. I don't think Tampa's getting blown out in the game. They're just so resilient, and they're so efficient offensively, as well as Mike McDonald's defense has looked so far. This is one of the better teams that they'll see so far in terms of the ability to attack you in every way down the field with all the receivers. The quarterback has been very good, Baker Mayfield. And of course they can run the ball too. 3.5 up through 7 and 8, up to 9.5. I don't think that loses. I know that fundamentally is going to bother some people because you're only supposed to tease through 3 and 7. I guess that's one man's opinion, but I think it's a closer game, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if Tampa went in there and won outright.
I wouldn't either. They're in every game, as you mentioned, and if they're down by 2 scores late, watch out. Baker's going to find a way to make that close in the end. Baker has a dog with Tampa Bay. Evan Abrams had this 15-8 against the spread. Covers at a 65% rate. It's been phenomenal. And how many of those weapons are going to be available? So that injury report today is going to be big for both sides, the Bucs offense and the Seahawks defense. The Seahawks have been metric darlings. After a month, they are number one in total DVOA. They are number two in net yards per play. The defense has been outstanding. The offense, pretty big surprise in the positive sense. And what, at least to me, what Sam Darnold has been able to do. So I do like the Bucs getting 3.5. I think this ends up being a one score game at the end, and Baker's going to have a chance to either cover at the end or even win this game outright. So I understand metrically how they got to 3.5. I just think it's a bit much there. Let's hit on the morning game. Let's hit on that one. That number is also 3.5. You've got the Vikings, a 3.5-point favorite, going against the Browns in London. I thought it was very strange that they decided, Cleveland, this is the week for Dylan Gabriel. We're sitting Flacco with all the turnovers. Now it's Gabriel time with all the distractions of dealing with the international game, but that's what they're doing. Vikings, big travel advantage. Vikings, Ryan Kelly, the center, not practicing. His backup, Juergens, not practicing. Left guard, Donovan Jackson's been out of practice. Right tackle, Brian O'Neill, has been out of practice. They have almost nobody on that offensive line to protect Carson Wentz.
So this came up during our show yesterday on Bear Bets. We were taping it live. Take a guess, Dylan Gabriel against Brian Flores, pressure, blitzing, all that. Take a guess at what the passing yardage prop is for Gabriel. You know there's a one in front of it.
Yeah.
What's your first guess?
188 is the first thing that came to mind.
Really? That high? Okay. All right. So they opened at 182. I was thinking it was going to be like 165.5. That thing got bet yesterday. The lowest number now is 175.5. I like the. I think he's going to throw for like $140, $150 in the game. I think he's in trouble.
I was also thinking of props. I was thinking Judkins props. He's going to run the ball all game. 18.5 on rush attempts. Still plus money on anytime touchdown. Plus 130. He's been scoring touchdowns. 74.5 on the rush yards. I'll be playing Judkins props, not doing anything with the side. Totals 36 in the hook, Sam. Woo! All right, we continue. Joe O, Sammy P, BetSweats, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.